Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. Today I'm at Power League in Stoke-on-Trent. Here for the John Minor Memorial Tournament, which is hosted by Chesterton Crusaders. Well, I got the chance to meet some amazing walking footballers. So without further ado, let's go to the Walking Football. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Mike.
Hello, Mike. And what team are you playing for today?
Chesterton Crusaders.
Gone?
Team 2.
So, Team 2 for Chesterton Crusaders. And what position do you play?
Ooh, a bit all over the place.
All over the place. What's it
drift.
Like? Pardon?
You drift.
You drift, so you're all over the place. It's like, what's it like playing all over the place?
It's really good because you feel involved. You can exercise yourself a bit, draw a bath a bit, make a few tackles, have a few shots. So it's all part of the game.
I see. And how many goals have you scored?
About at least three.
You got three goals. That is good. And what inspired you to start playing walking football?
I've played football for a long time. And I did it out of somebody asked me if I'd be interested in trying walking football. I tried it with a friend, and we about the people, we really liked it, so we went back and time again got it established about 10 years ago. Then I had a break from it for a few years, and then I've come back to it this last year or so.
That's fantastic. And do you feel like walking football gave the opportunity to keep on doing something that you loved?
Absolutely, yeah. Football's in your blood. Once you start playing it, that's it. You know, it's there forever. I think it sends a seed. And if you can play, you should play.
Absolutely. And on to today's tournament. How do you think Chesterton's going to get on today?
One of the sides, I think, is looking very promising. The other side is in with an outside chance.
I see. Are you going to score today?
Yes, two.
You're going to get two goals today?
Yeah.
That is absolutely fantastic. And what team are you looking forward to playing against the most, and why?
Stoke, because they tend to always beat us in tournaments.
I see. Do you think today's going to be the day that you beat Stoke?
I hope so. But there's got to be our day, one day.
Absolutely. And best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for taking the time to be interviewed by us today. On behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com, wish you a happy the time playing walking football.
Okay, thank you very
best
much.
Best of luck to you. Let
nice
me know how it goes.
Okay,
nice to meet you, Mike. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Hello, good morning to you. My name is David Rollinson, and I'm the manager at Market Drayton Town Walking Football Club.
Hello, David. And tell us, what's it like being a manager in walking football?
It's typical of being a manager of any football team. You have your ups and downs. You have your ambitions, and sometimes things go according to plan, and sometimes they simply don't, and you've got to be able to react to the change of circumstances. And you've got to be fair to every player, because players have given up their Sunday, and they must all have, even if the three subs, must all have adequate playing time.
Absolutely. And what days of the week does your club practice?
We play on Tuesday between 5 and 6, and on Thursday between 5 and 6, and we play all the year round.
I see, so all year round, but you have training on Tuesday and Thursday evenings?
Yes, Tuesday and Thursday. Yeah, and we play indoors from October to April, and outdoors at Market Drayton Town at Greenfields in the spring, summer and autumn.
I see, so if you live in Market Drayton and you want to get into walking football, then come and join David's team.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. And what sort of age groups do you have at Market Drayton?
It's, we're quite flexible, actually. We've got one guy, 35, who's had mental health issues and physical issues. He's allowed to play. Basically, it's over 40s for ladies and over 50s for men. And the oldest player we've got is 79.
Oh, my goodness. It's 79 and still being able to play football?
Absolutely.
So, did you ever think at this age you'd still be taking part in football?
Oh, not remotely, not remotely. I've been the referee and manager for the last 5 years at Market Drayton, and it's been really terrific. We set off, we had about 9 players, and now we've got 47.
Wow.
We've got 2 league teams, one in the Staffordshire League and one in the Shropshire League. And this year, it's the first year of the Shropshire League, and we're absolutely thrilled to say we've actually won it.
Ah!
So we're the first winners of the Shropshire League. And, yeah, the future looks good.
Oh, my goodness.
We've almost got too many players at the moment, but it's a good problem to have.
Absolutely. And champions of Shropshire.
Yes, champions.
It's brilliant. And speaking of being champions, how's the tournament going to go today?
Well, there's a lot of very strong teams today. We've got a competitive side, a mixture of the two teams, and I'm hopeful we'll do very well. But to be honest, most of the teams we haven't met before, and we don't know. But we shall give it a good shot.
I see. Which team are you looking forward to playing against the most?
Every game will be interesting. We haven't played Port Vale many times, and certainly Prestatyn B are a newcomer, so we don't know. We're looking forward to it, but we shall certainly give it a best shot.
Absolutely.
And I hope the tournament's a great success.
Absolutely, that's what it's all about, like taking part and having fun, right?
Thank you.
And thank you so much for taking time to be interviewed by us. On behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com, wish you a happy, healthy time. I'm managing Walking Football.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you and your team.
Thank you very much. All the best to you.
Nice to meet you, David. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Hey, yes, and thank you, and good to meet you. My name's Chris Oakley.
Hello, Chris, and what team are you playing for today?
I'm playing with Stoke City today.
Stoke City.
I am.
Is now a good time to say I've got a season ticket for the round over there?
Nice one.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Yes. And what inspired you to start out playing walking football?
Well, I've played junior football in my 20s, 30s. I used to play five-a-side in my 40s and 50s. I was just ready to pack in all together. I believe walking football started, and I thought, yeah, okay, give it a go, and here I am, 10 years on.
I see. Do you feel like walking football's given you the opportunity to keep on doing something that you loved?
Yeah, it does indeed, without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, it's good for, now I've retired from work, it's certainly good for mental health. It's good to be out with people and meet people. There's loads of friends, make new contacts and new friends, and it's good to be out with them. Keep yourself fit at the same time.
Absolutely. So there's like a friendship and a fitness side to walking football as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, dead right. Of course there is. And there's a tremendous camaraderie. And you get to meet all kinds of people from different walks of life. Good. Very good.
Absolutely. And on to today's tournament. How do you think Stoke's going to do today?
Well, we haven't got our strongest team, and we do have some players missing. But we've had a pretty good season, and we'll do our best. It's for a good cause.
Absolutely, that's what it's all about, just trying your best and having fun.
Certainly.
Absolutely, and are you going to score today?
Me? Yeah.
Are you going to get a goal?
We'll try.
How many goals are you going to get?
One. Two.
Gonna get two.
We'll try.
He's gonna get two. You heard it here first.
We'll try.
Best of luck to you and your team. Thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed by us.
Thank you.
For everyone at walkingfootball.com. Wish you a happy, healthy time playing walking football.
Cheers. Thank you.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Parties.
Take care. Yeah,
thank you very much.
Whilst our host takes a break, Walking Football Limited are available to attend your walking sports sessions, match days or tournaments. Our friendly team would love to come to your event to film and photograph the on-pitch action and interview the players. We produce high-quality content which we share with the walking football community via our website and social media channels. Best of all, this service is available at zero cost to you or your club. So, if you'd like to feature in a podcast, just like this one, please email us your details to admin@walkingfootball.com.
You've all been sent the fixtures, you've all been sent the rules according to the way in which Staffordshire Walking Football League adapted in accordance with the FA, adapted to this ground, with the main exception being the goalkeeper, up and off the goalkeeper, it's back out into play. So if it comes up head height off the goalie, it's when it comes down below head height that you can carry on. The white line here is the goalkeeper's. Nobody whatsoever touches that white line. That is the goalkeeper's area. If the ball is on that white line, it is the goalkeeper's. Attacker or defender, do not touch it. Clearly, if attacker touches it or tries to score from that, it's the goalie's ball. If a defender is on that line and touches the ball, it will be a free kick 3 metres away. If the defender encroaches that area with the ball, it's definitely a penalty. Yeah? Encroachment by a defender, whether he's fallen into it, not interfering, etc. Discretion of the referee as to how close he is to interfering. But sometimes, as you know, as a defender, you might get rid of the ball and fall over. Yeah, that's not, you know, not a problem. So those are the most difficult rules. You will be playing off the backboards, backboards. You will notice that there's lines either side of the pitch. The only people allowed outside of that is those to do with your players. If you're not playing, you're outside. Pretty much all games will have two referees, two. So we try and play with two in Staffordshire. One who's on the touchline, one who's in play. Reason for that is, obviously, the referee's in the pitch, can contain himself to what's going on around him and doing that. The one who's off the pitch will watch for the 90 mile an hour player coming from around the side and may whistle, and he will deal with the exchange of players on and off the pitch, which is rolling on and off. Back to the goal area, triangulation rule is in play. So if I'm the defender and I give it back to the goalkeeper, I can't have it immediately back off him. I could play to another defender and he can come back to the goalkeeper. Same the other way around, goalkeeper, give it to a defender, please don't have it back off that defender. If that happens, it's a free kick 3 metres outside, not a penalty. Okay? So, penalties, clearly taken from a penalty spot. Yeah? You shall walk up to it, but it's not a one-step rule anymore. So it's modified now that within 3 metres you can walk up to it and do what you can. You don't run up to it. Okay? What else? Goalkeepers. Ball on the floor, clearly you can pass it out, you can roll it out, and roll out means not above there. Not above there. Okay? What you can't do, goalkeeper, is drop kick. No drop kicks, please. Okay? Ross, have I missed anything else? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. What happens if you play the ball off the backboard to the goal? Does that still count as a back pass?
It's a back pass, yeah. The goalkeeper's taking possession of it. You can't have it back off him then. Well thought through. So, referees are here. Referees are by my side here. Their rule will be final. And whilst we want to limit the contact between the players, there clearly will be contact from time to time. No tackling from behind, and even if you're at the side here, if that player's visuals have done tag you, and you whack around the front of his legs with contact, it will be a free kick. However, if I'm at the side of a player, and the ball's just ahead of him there, and I can take that, that's fine, you carry on. You didn't interfere. Okay. Any more questions on the rules before I just do a couple of more housekeeping things? The head height for the consistency referees will try and judge it as that. Okay? Now clearly, if it comes off a shot, and comes back high, it's gone high. so it's the defender's team. The goalkeeper didn't touch it or have anything to do with it. It went high, off there. Yep. Sorry?
Keep the safety.
Yeah?
Miss the bar.
Carry on.
Then go
carry on. Carry on. Before, if it does that, invariably it will stay in the here. But yeah, it may come out. Now, what I will also say, goalkeepers, if you do happen to punch it up, but it's still in play, and it fumbles and comes back off here and on your head and in the net, it's a goal. Okay? So, housekeeping. First of all, there's a buffet afterwards. That's a nice one. There are showers. We will be doing a presentation in there. It's our clubhouse from 1 o'clock, so that's fine. Showers, not too bad. There's about 10 of them in there. You'll be able to mix in and around there. There's an area just outside the change rooms where you can also get changed. Do not wear this footwear in the clubhouse. When you go to the clubhouse, go around the back end to get into the changing room, or around the front, but please change into trainers or not the footwear you're playing in today. Two other things. First of all, introduce, most of you in staff, you'll know this gentleman. This is John Hilditch, okay? John was very well known, Premier League, etc., FIFA, World Cup, referee. He's the guy who invented Fergie time. He was that referee on that game, Man United versus Sheffield Wednesday. John's suffering from Parkinson's, you can probably see. He had an autobiography produced this year. We've got about 20 copies left to try and raise some money for Parkinson's. And you're only asking today for a tenner plus any donation, aren't you? So if anybody wants to read a very interesting biography, John will be around in the clubhouse afterwards. And a very esteemed referee at that. I think we are done. I think we're done. Seven aside, up to three subs. One of the teams, point out which you are, one of the teams has got, are you listening, guys? One of the teams has got a lady.
Don't worry about that.
No, just pointing it out. And also, please, this team has also got a 23-year-old playing for them who is disabled. So can I just all ask you, because this is the memorial tournament for our good friend John Miner, who passed away 1 year ago this week, play according to who you've got around you, yeah? Do respect each other.
What are the pitch numbers?
Sorry?
Pitch numbers?
Pitch numbers, yeah, it's very good because I forgot they were 7, 8 and 9. So that's number one, and it's about to be marked out, guys. It's free now. So pitch one is that one, pitch two is here, pitch three is there. So the order of play right now is on pitch one here, Prestatyn A versus Chesterton A. Pitch two, this pitch, Stoke City versus Mould. Pitch three, that one there, Prestatyn B and Chesterton B. If in any doubt, Joe, where are you? I've got another clipboard agent somewhere who will also help you.
I've got a bit of rain in the air, so just
enjoy.
Okay, so just had a explanation of the rules of Staffordshire Walking Football and a welcome from the tournament organiser who will talk to you later. Let's get on to some more interviews. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's great to meet you.
Hiya, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Could you stop by telling us your name, please?
Yeah, of course. Pete Limbick, keeper today for the Market Drayton.
Hello, Peter. Did you say you were a goalkeeper?
Well, I've got two matches in goal and two matches as sub, so we'll see how it goes.
I see. You know, normally at this point in the podcast, I'd do a goalkeeper joke, but today I might save it till later. Okay. Yeah, I should probably put a glove on that one.
No, here we go. Yeah. You don't get any better, do you, Jason?
No, it is. So, on to you.
Yeah.
What got you into walking football in the first place?
I was getting on a bit and I wanted to do some exercise, so I started to put some weight on. Always liked watching football, never really played it to any great level like some of the guys have, but I just saw it in, I think it was on social media somewhere, and just wandered down, and next thing I know I'm on the committee, you know.
I see. And what do you think is the biggest benefit to walking football?
Oh my God, how long have you got? We've got mental health, physical health, social health. It's great for sociability, people getting together and having a good time. Keeps your fitness up. A lot of people at our place will say that their life would be so much worse without walking football, and it's fantastic. It really is good.
Absolutely. Do you feel like you've made lots of new friends?
Oh, big star. Yeah, at least 30.
Oh my goodness. And so, about today's tournament, how far do you think Market Drayton will go?
Well, there's quite a few teams today that we've never played before, so we don't know what the standard is. So the ones that we know, we are a match for. But the unknowns are whether they're really good or whether they're really bad. So, we're usually about second, third, something like that.
I see. Second, third. That's actually all right.
Well, it is all right. Yeah. But we're winners. We want to win.
You want to win today. That's the spirit. Right. Who are the unknown teams, like you said?
Well, we've never played Prestatyn before. We've never played Werrington before. We've played Chesterton loads of times. We've played Stoke City loads of times. Mould we've only played once. So, Prestatyn, the Welsh teams basically that are playing today, we don't know very well.
I see. Well, best luck to you and your team.
Oh, cheers, mate.
Thanks so much. And to be interviewed by us.
You're welcome.
On behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com, wish you a happy half the time playing walking football.
Cheers, and thanks for what you do
best
for
luck
us.
To you.
Cheers.
Thank you very much.
Well, cheers,
nice to see you again.
And you.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Yeah, I'm Phil Marsden. I've only been playing since March. It's something I've took up this year. I've never played before. And it's my first tournament. You know, it's completely new to me, this is. I'm quite new to the game.
I see. It's nice to meet you, Phil. And what team are you playing for today?
With Werrington Walking Football. The colleagues are just to the side of us.
I see them warming up.
Fine body of man.
And what do you think is the best warm up to do before walking football?
With me, I think it's either running or just stretches, sort of stretches like that you use for running. It's my main sort of sport that I've done for years is cycling, so I tend to warm up like I would for cycling or running. So I think just stretches for the legs, really. Yeah, your legs going.
Absolutely.
And sometimes before a play, at Werrington, I'll cycle to the game and that helps us get going.
Got a bit of extra fitness there.
I hope so, yeah. I need it. Yeah.
Do you think there's a big fitness benefit to walking football?
Oh, definitely, yeah. It surprised us how, with cycling, I thought walking football, it won't be much of an effort, but it's really surprising how much of a, workout it is. Stamina, and also it's on your legs as well, the turning and twisting and that takes a lot out
of
it. Yeah, so I was really surprised.
Yeah, it's like even though it's walking football, it is still very fast paced.
Very much so. Yeah, it really is. We play once a week and we play for an hour non stop, so it is really a good workout. Yeah,
an hour non stop.
An hour non stop, yeah. We don't have a break, yeah, so it is quite. Quite full on, really. Yeah,
absolutely. And
yeah.
On to today's tournament. What do you think of the facilities here at Power League?
Yeah, well, it's the first time I've really, like I say, I've not played before, so it is the first time I've seen them, and I'm quite impressed with them. You know, the pitches look good, and everything seems nicely organised. You know, it does seem quite a good place to play. Yeah.
Absolutely. And how far do you think Warrington's going to go today?
Well, I don't know. Optimistic, hopefully all the way, but I don't know. There's a lot of good looking teams here, so it just depends. May the best team win on the day, I suppose.
Absolutely. And which team do you think is going to be the most difficult to play against and why?
Be honest, I don't know. I haven't got a great knowledge of football. And I've only had a quick glance at the team, so at the moment I'm just unsure. Yeah.
Yeah, I see. And what do you like most about walking football?
I think it's just the fun of it. You know, it's enjoyable. You have a bit of a laugh. It's good fun, and the camaraderie as well. That's good.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck to you and your team.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed, Baz.
Yeah.
And on behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com. Wish you a happy half the time playing walking football.
All right, thank you very much. It's good to meet you.
Go on, Warrington.
Thanks, yeah, it's nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Hey! From the team who brought you walkingfootball.com comes a brand new directory of all walking sports. Whether you fancy yourself as a walking basketballer, want to return to rugby, or you're ready to pick up a hockey stick at a slower pace, you'll find them all in our session directory at walkingsports.com. That's walkingsports.com.
Welcome back to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. I'm here with the Stoke City goalkeeper. What was your name?
Kevin.
Hello, Kevin. So I'm here with Kevin. He's the Stoke City goalkeeper. And they've just finished their first match of the day. Tell me, how did it go?
Not very good, to be honest. Bit of a nightmare, but still.
I see. And what was the full-time score?
5-1, I think.
5-1? 5-1, 2?
Mould.
I see. But despite that, are you still proud of your team's performance?
Yeah, I mean, we put the effort in, but obviously we weren't good enough on the day.
I see. And who's your next game against?
I think we're playing Chesterton.
You got Chesterton next in?
Yeah.
How do you think that's going to go?
Be another tough game, but hopefully we can get a result this time.
Absolutely. That is the spirit. That's the spirit. And what inspired you to start playing walking football?
I've always enjoyed watching and playing football, but obviously when I stopped playing when I was about 35, Sunday stuff, I just lost touch with playing and obviously just kept watching. And then once I heard about Stoke doing the walking football, it was a no-brainer, really.
I say, do you feel like walking football's given the opportunity to keep on doing something that you loved?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's not much opportunity to carry on playing once you're over 50. Well, probably over 35, really, to be honest. But, yeah, it's good. It gets you out of the house, gets you away from work for a bit, and obviously helps your fitness levels.
Absolutely. Do you feel like you've become a bit fitter since you started playing?
Yeah, I mean, I could spend more time in the pub as a result of it.
I see. Well, best of luck to you and your team.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed by us today. I'll buy for everyone at walkingfootball.com. Wish you a happy, healthy time playing walking football.
Thanks very much.
Best luck to you. Go on, Stoke.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Okay, I'm Alan from the Crusaders.
Hello, Alan. And what team are you playing for today?
Crusaders Team B.
Crusaders Team B?
Yeah, yeah.
And how are you getting on so far?
We just played one game, drew one each. We should have won it, really, but...
Are you still proud of your team's performance?
Yeah, we were all right. Yeah, we were a bit stiff at first, but as the game went on, we were all over them, but we just couldn't score.
Yeah. And what inspired you to start playing walking football?
Getting to that age where it's just like, if you don't do it now, you'll never do it, you know. So my mate introduced me to it, and because I played all my life and I stopped. And I thought, if I don't play now, it'll never happen, really. So I started again.
And so you got into it through a friend. And do you feel like from starting walking football, you made lots of new friends?
Yeah, loads of new friends, yeah.
That's fantastic. And what do you think of the facilities here at Power League?
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Yeah, there's everything you need, good bar, showers, the pitches are brilliant.
Yeah, it is really nice. It is really nice here, yeah.
Yeah.
And on to today's tournament.
Yeah.
How far do you think Chesterton and Crusaders are going to go?
I hope we can go all the way, but, you know, I've come for a win, but
yeah.
I don't like losing.
Yep. Then again, it's all about the having fun and taking part.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Of course it is.
Absolutely. But,
hopefully, we can win the next two games and get in the semis.
And are you going to score?
I hope so, yeah, I usually do.
I say, how many goals have you scored so far in your career?
God, I've lost count.
Say a big number.
Oh God, 600-700.
Between 600.
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I played. You know, yeah. Five a side. I've played all my life, so I don't know.
I've come off
some games. I've scored 5 or 6. So.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's where you get the 700 from then.
Yeah.
So best luck to you, team. Thanks so much for taking time to be in two pairs. I'll buff everyone at walkingfootball.com. Wish you a happy, healthy time playing walking football.
Okay, mate.
Best luck to you. Come on, the Crusaders.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Paul Collis.
Hello, Paul. And what team do you play for?
Chesterton Crusaders.
Chesterton Crusaders. And what's your preferred position?
Well, in this game, play anywhere really. So first game I played at the back. Next game I might play up front.
I see. So anywhere on the pitch.
Yeah, anywhere. Yeah.
Have you ever been in goal?
No.
Nice.
I haven't got any hands.
I see. Ian, and how many goals have you scored in your walking football career?
Oh, lost count. Probably hundreds.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
Go for a big number.
A big number, yeah. 150, let's say.
150 goals.
Yeah.
That is absolutely fantastic. And what inspired you to start walking football?
Well, I still play ordinary rules football as well, but some of the guys I know play this game every week and just ask me to come along. So I wasn't keen at first, but I quite like it now. Yeah.
I see. So you say you got into the game through your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel like since you started playing, you've made even more friends?
Well, I've got a lot of friends already, but yeah, I suppose that's true. You meet new people every time you play. Really, you meet somebody new. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like playing against all sorts of teams.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and are there any teams here today that you haven't played against before?
Yeah, quite a few, I think. I believe there's a team from North Wales that are very good.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I think there's some teams from Wales here today.
Yeah, yeah.
And speaking of today, how far do you think Chesterton's going to go?
I'm going to win it.
You're going to win the whole thing?
Yeah. That's what we're here for, to win it.
That's the spirit. that's the spirit. And are you going to score?
Of course I am, yeah. Yeah, 151 after today.
You're going to get 151 after today.
Yeah.
And have you played yet?
Yeah, we won the first game 5-0, yeah.
You won 5-0?
Yeah, yeah.
That's fantastic. And did you score?
No, I played at the back, so I didn't score.
You're in defence.
Yeah.
So you kept a clean sheet in your first game. Are you proud of your team's performance?
Always proud, yeah. Yeah.
That's the spirit. Always proud of your team.
Yeah.
And best of luck to you and your team. Thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed, Baz. On behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com, wish you a happy, happy time playing walking football. Best of luck to you.
Yeah, thanks very much. Cheers.
Good luck.
Yeah, and you.
Come on, Crusaders. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Hi.
Hello, could you stop and tell the listeners your name, please?
Alice Taylor.
Hello, Alice, and what team are you here supporting?
Preston A.
Preston A. And have you ever been to watch a game before?
No, this is my first time.
It's your first time coming to watch a walking football game. How have you found it so far?
It's really good, and it's really enjoyable to watch my granddad play.
I see that. I'm guessing your granddad plays for
Preston.
Yeah. What was his name?
Duncan Goodwin.
Shout out to Duncan. Best luck in your walking football career. And tell me, has your granddad played yet?
I'm sorry?
Has your granddad played yet?
Yeah, he has.
He's been on. And did he score?
No, not yet.
No, he hasn't scored just yet.
No.
And how far do you think your team's going to go today?
I don't think it's going to go very far, but obviously we're going to have to wish them good luck.
Absolutely, and hope for the best.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, it's nice meeting you, Alice. Thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed by us.
Yeah.
And on behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com, we wish you a happy, healthy time. I'm supporting walking football and your granddad a happy, healthy time playing walking football.
Okay. Thank
best
you.
Best luck to you. Go
Thank
on, press start.
Thank you. Thank Bye. You.
At walkingfootball.com, we love to attend events and venues to take photos and podcasts. To promote the great work you do for your sport, we post the photos on our website galleries and social media accounts to do this. Due to internet and server speeds, we have to reduce the photo quality and size so that they can download quickly to your phone or PC. They are fine to look at, but if you wanted to use one for a t-shirt, framed photo or poster, the quality is not there. We know how important it is for you and your family to look back on your fantastic achievements. We now provide super high quality full-size zip photo bundles which are available for you to keep in your digital memory box to cherish and look at with your friends and family, priced minimally to cover server disk space and bandwidth costs. Use coupon code PODCAST to get 10% off the minimal price at the checkout. That's coupon code PODCAST. Get your super-sized photos, great to create everything from a mouse mat to a full-size wall poster or picture today. Just visit walkingfootball.com and download away. You create the memories. We help you relive them forever.
Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Nice to see meet you.
Listen, could you tell me the listener's name, please?
Duncan Goodwin.
Hello, Duncan. And what team are you playing for today?
Preston A.
Preston A. And whereabouts is that team based?
Prestatyn.
Prestatyn?
Yeah.
And where is Prestatyn?
Rail, North Wales.
North Wales?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. And is that a Stokey accent I hear?
Yeah, I come from Tunstall.
You come from Tunstall?
Yeah, but when I go on holiday, I train with them. And,
ah, I see.
You know, and they just asked me as a favour because I was short. Just come have a game.
Oh, so you come down and to play for team. And what inspired you to start playing?
I've always played football. And then I had two new knees. Worked down the pit. And basically I couldn't play proper football, so just took it up walking football. I was part of my rehabilitation with my first knee I had done. They sent us on a course, kind of thing, playing at Tunstall Park. So enjoyed it. Kept on going.
That's absolutely fantastic. And so you said, you said you had your knees replaced. Do you feel like there's quite a few walking footballers who have come from having different replacements?
Probably so. I think probably so. I do. No, I've had no problems with my knees. Whether it would have been if I hadn't played walking football, I don't know. But now, like I said, I'm now going with my grandson coaching for Audley. He's under 13, so I'll go with his team. So I do a bit there on a Wednesday. So it's just getting involved.
That's absolutely fantastic. And on to today's tournament, how far do you think Prestatyn's going to go?
Not very far, because we played 2-1-2. No, played 2, lost 2, sorry.
I see, but despite that, are you still proud of your team's performance?
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's, in the end, it's enjoyment.
Absolutely.
When I used to play football, it used to be you've had to win or you'd be grumpy. But now, it's a game.
Yeah.
It's just a game, enjoyment. If you make a mistake, you don't do it on purpose.
Yeah.
You don't do it on purpose.
All the learning experience.
Come on, get your head up. Come on. Yeah. And that's it. We've got a young lad playing. What have you? But he tries and what have you.
Absolutely.
We've got a young lady playing. They all try, and that's it. That's all you can ask.
Absolutely, so all about trying your best, having fun.
Yeah, it is. It is like you're doing on your job.
Absolutely, absolutely. This podcast is great. And thanks for everything to be interviewed by us. I'm Barf Efron at walkingfootball.com. Wish you a happy, healthy time playing walking football.
Thank you very much.
Go on, Prestatyn.
Yeah. See you later.
Thank you very much. See you later. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Mark Donoghue.
Hello, Mark. And what team are you playing for today?
We're playing for Mould.
For Mould. And whereabouts is Mould based?
North Wales.
Mould from North
Wales. Flintshire.
Absolutely fantastic. And what position do you play?
I play up front generally, yes. Striker.
Up front striker. And how many goals have you scored?
Two so far.
Two so far. And what about in your whole walking football career?
Two.
just
no,
two.
Probably. I don't know.
Say a big number.
Yeah, big number. I don't know, 30, 40. I've only been playing a year. So.
That's pretty good, 30, 40 goals in a year.
Not bad.
That's fantastic. And what inspired you to start playing walking football?
Getting fit, getting out of the house and getting back to playing football again after COVID.
I see. Do you feel like you've become a bit fitter since you started playing?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. It's very good for bringing people together. It's very good for socialising. It's definitely good for your fitness as well.
That's absolutely fantastic. And what do you like most about walking football?
The chance to come out and play football again.
Just chance to get out and down and play again.
Dodgy knees, but we can't run anymore. So, actually coming out and playing football and with guys who love to play football. It's as simple as that.
Absolutely. Did you ever think at this age you'd still be playing football?
I always thought I'd be playing football, but my knees didn't. So, I always thought I'd be playing football till I was 70 or 80, but it doesn't work like that as you get older.
What was your reaction when you first heard about walking football and what it was?
I thought generally it was for older people, but it's genuinely not. It's very encompassing for all.
Absolutely. And on to today's tournament, how's Mould been getting on so far?
We've only played one game and we've won that game.
You won the game?
5-1.
5-1. Are you proud of your team's performance?
Yes, so far we're doing very well. Could be better.
That's absolutely fantastic.
It's a good start.
And have you scored yet?
Yes, 2.
You got two?
Yes.
That is fantastic.
Yes.
That's fantastic. And are you proud of your whole team's performance?
Definitely. They've done exceptionally well so far. And yes, we'll hopefully we'll continue and make our way through the tournament and win some more.
Get to go all the way?
Yes, hopefully. That's fantastic. Hopefully.
If Mold goes all the way, will there be a trophy lift?
There will be a trophy lift, yeah, definitely.
That's absolutely fantastic.
And champagne.
And with champagne as well, even better. And best of luck to you and your team. Thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed by us. I'm Mark Fairford at walkingfootball.com. Wish you a happy and healthy time. I'm playing walking football. Best
thank
luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Come on, Mould.
thank you.
Thank you very much.